Hi, everybody. This is Julian Joiello with you here with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And with you here today in the studio, my host, co-host here, Ben Starr, and also Kevin O'Donohue from the Center.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, great to have everyone here today again. And moving on to our fourth program, after, I guess we would say. And we've got a lot for you today. We've got a lot we want to talk about.
We do. In recent days, Julian and I have been digging through the old archives, listening to a bunch of Armand's old shows from the over the years. And Julian and I have been really digging through that for kind of the best of and highlights and the great lessons that Armand shared with all of us. And we want to quickly bring you a clip that really resonated with us from an older show, but it's more relevant than ever. So here's Armand as he discusses a little bit about mourning.
Now, of course, there are those who say, I ache so much to belong to something that I'm going to hate everything. And this way, I will make sure nobody touches my heart. I will make sure nobody even gets near me. I met a man earlier today who said to me, you know, I just want to be, in effect, he's Teflon. He's safe because nobody ever gets so close to him that they could hurt him. See, part of what belonging to something is that you can get damaged, that you could feel pain. Let me tell you the story about the geese up in Canada. I think I've told you before. They wondered why the geese had the sound of crying and why they sounded just like human tears, human crying, when they saw all these geese flying. And they studied them a little closer. You know, the geese, when they're flying going south, they wah, wah, sounds like human crying sometimes. And they studied them closely, and they found out when the geese are in formation, which they do to create downdrafts so that they could fly further distances. See, that's why they're in formation, because the wings create a downdraft for the wing and back of it, and that's why they fly. When one goose falls out of formation, when it goes out, you got a big hole in the formation, right? And what the geese do is they cry. They set up this loud cry to find out, where is that goose? Get back here in formation. What they want to know is, did that goose die? And is he gone? Or is he coming back? If he's gone, we reshape the formation. But if not, our cries will carry out to him so he could hear us. And it's what I believe mourning is about. That's what I think grieving is about. I think grieving is about crying to find out if the person who died is ever going to come back to you. And so you're crying just like the geese and wondering, are you going to come back? Or am I going to have to reshape my formation? Which we eventually do. And when you're in a crowd of people and you belong to a family where somebody dies, you mourn, you grieve, you cry, waiting. Are they going to come back? And when they don't come back, you reshape, you regroup. But the group is always a little different. I think you're grateful that you belong to such a group. Any group that you belong to will create pain, because some part of that group will eventually go away. And there'll be a pain, and you got to be willing to feel that pain. And because you're willing to feel the pain, it's part of what belonging is about. Even belonging to someone you love is about being willing to face the pain if something goes wrong.
That's from an old show that you can find on our archive about a sense of belonging. And Armand so eloquently describes what it's like when a member of a group or a family that you're a part of goes away. Or passes away. And it's what we're all going through right now. Everyone who's part of The Positive Mind, from the listeners at home and everyone in Armand's life. So
he was the lead goose.
He was the lead goose. And like he says, you know, we've now had to reshape our formation. Yeah. But a part of the group will never quite be the same.
Yeah, we're going through that here at the center. It's now a week and then two. And we're all going through a roller coaster of grief, some highs, some lows. Today's a low for me, but it's okay. You know, I mean, it is accepting everything that is, but it is a void that we're trying to fill here. And it's a tough one, but his words are a big comfort today.
Absolutely. I love the metaphor of the geese in formation. And Armand was full of so many of those anecdotes and metaphors and little life lessons that today we wanted to sort of hash out some of those lessons that we took from Armand.
So, right. I mean, yeah, me and Ben were talking yesterday after our program, and I had started off with this story, if you had been listening, about sort of this last lesson that Armand taught me about grieving. And it was sort of to teach me that I shouldn't be cut off from having my full experience of whatever it is, whether it was pain, whether it was love, whether it was happiness, sadness, whatever it was, to experience it from start to finish. And that was a big lesson for me, and it's sitting in my body and lasting for me for this time, which has been very difficult. It's been resonating for me from him, and that's one of the biggest lessons for me that's been really sticking around.
And so many people identified to that lesson last night here at the center when we did the meeting.
Right.
Short story of it is Armand said to Julian, or wrote on a pad, let him cry, when he was at his bedside. And so many people thought there he was right to the end, just guiding people into their feelings, let them feel it. So that was a beautiful lesson.
Yeah, there were countless lessons that he gave us, you know, some quite profound and some more simple lessons. A simple one that he gave me was, believe it or not, was always use a coaster. Always use a coaster when you have a drink, you know, whether you're in your home or someone else's home. Right. Julian and I would come in early to meet with Armand before shows so we could game plan and lay out how we wanted to approach the show. And oftentimes, either Julian or I would bring drinks. So Armand was a big fan of a certain apple drink, and then later on, chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. And the three of us would either be drinking apple juice or chocolate milk. And Armand's big thing was, guys, use a coaster. Use a coaster.
Because... And a lot of that translates into this respect for you know, these things around us, this respecting the physical space that he's, you know, spent all this time decorating. Or like when you go to someone's house, you use a coaster because they've spent all this time building and creating their own space, and to put a coaster down is respecting that space, I feel like.
He once, in the men's group, a guy was put his drink on the carpet. And, you know, Armand said, hey, you know. And the guy said, come on, Armand, I'm aware of it. I know where it is. He says, I'm thinking about when, after it spills, how you're going to feel. So, yeah. And the guy said, yeah, you're right. Give me something to put this on.
It's like Julian said, it just speaks to the basic thoughtfulness of the man. And we want to hear from you today. We want to hear what sort of lessons you took from Armand, whether they were lessons he gave you in person or lessons that you took over the years from the Positive Mind. So we'll be taking your calls at 212-757-5555. We just want you to think about, before you call in, think about one lesson that stuck with you and that stayed with you. I mean, for me, there are many, but I started off with the coasters lesson because it's sort of lighter, and it's stuck with me. I mean, I was at home last night drinking a can of soda, and I heard his voice in my head, even, you know, in my own home by myself, you know, use a coaster, Ben.
So. You know, there's so many lessons in that small lesson. Just like, he loved beauty, so he was really, you know, suggesting a way to keep your place beautiful is really just to use a coaster.
Sure, sure.
And another, I feel like a lighter lesson, but definitely a lesson that I feel like was one that I think we all learned, was to bring a gift along wherever you went. I know it was one he told me many times, and it was bring a gift along. If you're going to someone's house for the first time or for the second time or third time, bring a gift along, just anything that you can give them to show that you are thankful for allowing you to come into their home. And I know between me and him having such a personal relationship and having such a close relationship, we would constantly be switching off gifts, and it would be like I would go there and bring him some, you know, new exotic flavor of, you know, black garlic from the mountains, because he loved exotic things that nobody had ever tried. He always wanted to try everything. So I knew that he loved that and would try that. And I would bring him this, and he would give me some amazing, incredible thing, like a magic wand or like a prism that I could see everything through and see all kinds of colors. And right. And it was just this beautiful thing where you have this exchange of gifts, and it creates this intimate relationship between people that I really loved, and it helped build our relationship in a lot of ways too.
Yeah, and you know, those gifts don't have to be expensive, really, as long as they communicate a thoughtfulness and a good intention. I mean, it could just be a flower that you picked. It's not about the necessarily the value of the gift on a monetary or material sense, but just a gift that communicates like, hey, Kevin, I brought you this because I'm thinking about you, and I care about you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough lesson somehow to learn, you know? I mean, it's easy enough, but what happens when you get in a cycle like at Christmas or the holidays where you're just visiting because you're invited and the host, you bring a gift, and what if you're 20 invitations? And you have a resistance. I know there are people that have real resistance to giving little gifts. Look, they asked me to come. You invited me, but it really is a beautiful lesson. But it's tough to fight through that resistance if you don't in the habit. He must have learned early on to do that.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. We want to start getting around to phone calls today. And
yes,
we would like as many people to have the opportunity to call in as possible. So we just ask that you have your thought ready to go before you call in, and that you consider other callers' opportunity to call in as well. We have a caller on the line, Peter.
Hello.
Hi,
and I just wanted to mention I was very moved when I had the news about Armand. As a matter of fact, I had the show on expecting, and I was in the other room, and then something didn't make sense, and I actually cried. I've never been to the center. I've never met Armand in person. But I've had great respect for the words that he would impart us with. I want to go back to a quick story that happened to me some years ago. I'm probably going back 8-9 years ago. I called him and I mentioned I had been having trouble in my marriage. And I said that a lot of it was based on the fact that my wife and I disagreed about how things should be kept in terms of cleaning. And I went through this whole little rigmarole about, well, I like surfaces and floors, and she thinks baseboards are important. And Armand stopped me. And I said, I couldn't believe what he had said. He said, I want you to go out to a delicatessen. I want you to get a cake. Go into the bathroom, close the door, get into the tub together and make sure you're wearing, you know, smocks or whatever you prefer. And I want you to take the cake and I want you to throw it at each other gently, nothing coercive. And from that, you will derive something of the way the two of you actually feel about this. I thought that was so profound. And when do you ever get someone to come up with something like that so spontaneously? And I think that's a testament to the man, because what he could do, again, was to bring people along, just again out of some kind of a random request, a question, and just bring up something such as that. Well, I never did that. My wife would have never agreed to do it. And as a matter of fact, I felt a little funny about it, but what appreciation I've had for that one concept over the years, because it just would again put things into such a focus. So I wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Peter.
That's actually a great story. It reminds me of a story that he told once also of he kind of had this alternative way of dealing with conflict. And I know there was, I don't know the exact details, but there was some sort of parade or riot going on downstairs. And it was between the workers' union and the building managers of the area. And they were all fighting each other because of the unions and all that. And he wanted to get them all in the room, and he got them all in the room by offering them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And he said, everybody appreciates peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And he said, I can get them all in the room just to talk, even though nobody wanted to talk and nobody wanted to sit down with anybody, just because he was able to get these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches there. And that was this kind of, that was his alternative way of getting them to speak to each other. And it just, it's just such an Armand way to look at it. And thank you so much for that story.
My pleasure. Food is a great leveler, and a good pie fight can do good for all somewhere. But as long as nobody gets hurt.
One last word of wisdom. He said to me, I had a painting business at one point, and he said, never wallpaper a bathroom with your wife.
He must have been thinking of the same thing. Gentlemen, carry on, and thank you for everything, and God bless Armand's soul.
Thanks for the call, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
All the best to you.
Armand had a variety of novel and interesting ways that he told people how to approach and deal with conflict. And again, we're taking your calls here at 212-757-5555, 212-757-5555. One way that I always thought was really interesting that Armand would tell people to approach conflict was to have pillow fights, especially with couples that were in therapy with him. He would encourage couples who were struggling to take pillows and just have a pillow fight to whack each other with the pillows.
Yeah.
And it brought out all of this other stuff.
Right.
And many times it brought people to a place of almost arousal. That's what he said.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I remember once I was with the client with him, and he had a pillow, and he had the client grab the pillow. This was a client I was working with, and I couldn't break this guy's depression, and Armand said, bring him in to me. And we went in, and Armand gave him a pillow, and he said, how important is your depression to you? And Armand handed him the pillow, and Armand said, let me pull that pillow. And he's pulling the pillow, and the guy's holding on tighter and tighter and tighter, and he's pulling the two of them in a tug of war. And Armand turns to me and says, Kevin, this man needs his depression. Let him have his depression. It's all he's got. Let him have it. So we totally changed our therapy sessions after that. I wasn't working so hard. He opened up. Gradually, he softened the pillow. You know, he didn't need to tug on it so much. He started coming with happy stories. It took time, but, you know, a lesson.
Yeah,
just a visual lesson.
He just had so many ways of making things visual and making abstraction into a concrete concept.
Right,
maybe taking it out of this analytical overthought spot and kind of making it a physical thing between contact between people or contact between food or objects that they could really feel that in their body. And I know that was a big thing for him.
Yeah. Let's take another call. David, you're on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, David.
And I'm sorry about the news. I'd like to relate my experience with Armand in a clinical setting.
Sure.
Yes, he is a social worker. People think that he was a psychologist, but I saw him in a session. It was quite expensive, $350. And I personally found him to be a con artist and a fraud. And I think you're eulogizing someone who was a real con artist, and he really hoodwinked a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, David, I think I remember you calling in from an earlier show.
No, this is the first time I called, so don't make up a story.
I actually do remember your voice.
No, this is the first time I called.
Okay, I mean, I'm fairly sure David has called in before and was pretty angry at Armand on the air.
Too bad Armand's not here. It's too bad
David's still so angry.
Yeah. Well, you know, all we can say is Armand kept the clinic going for 40 years here in Midtown Manhattan, you know, and many, many people saw and thought whatever his fee was, and it wasn't that fee consistently for all clients, they kept coming back and thought he was well worth it. I wonder what Armand would have said to a guy like this.
One thing I think that was important, I mean, to David, who hopefully is still listening, I know when we'd pitch these consultations for the fund drives, Armand would always offer himself and say, come in for a meeting with me. And, you know, don't expect me to change your life, but know that I am who I am. And if you want to come meet with me, come meet with me. And that was what it was. It wasn't that he was lying about anything. It was just he was being honest and saying, come have an experience with me, share that with me. And I think that's what really it was about. And I don't think people were under the impression that it was anything else, and no hoodwinking was happening.
And at the end of the day, no matter who you are, you can't please everybody all the time.
But
right. So, David, you can come in for a reduced fee, and maybe we'll try and get you some value another way. But thanks for calling.
We have the phone lines open here at 212-757-5555. Give us a call as we discuss little tidbits and lessons that we've all taken from Armand over the years that he's given us, whether it's through the radio show or here at the center. Give us a call. I want to say a quick thank you, express our gratitude to Ginger, who sent us a really lovely card here at the center. Ginger, thank you so much for the card. She included a poem from Thomas Campbell that she said accurately spoke to the accomplishments of Armand's life and work, and I'd just like to read a little bit from that poem. But strew his ashes to the wind, whose sword or voice has served mankind. And is he dead, whose glorious mind lifts thine on high? To live in hearts we leave behind is not to die. What's hallowed ground? 'Tis what gives birth to sacred thoughts in souls of worth. Peace, independence, truth. Go forth, earth's compass round, and your high priesthood shall make earth all hallowed ground. Thank you so much for that, Ginger. We do appreciate the card. We're going to take another caller. We heard from her yesterday. Just follow up with Patricia. Thanks for calling in again. How are you?
Oh, hi. How is everybody doing over there? Okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're doing well.
I'm better today, thanks to you guys
you
and all my
spirit.
I just got a little upset. I just walked through the door, as a matter of fact, and I just happened to hear what the gentleman said and before me, and it kind of upset me. So I just want to say, let's just send out love, just lots of love. And, that's what he was about, helping people to get over whatever it was they were going through. I mean, he's an awesome, awesome, wonderful man, and he helped so many people. Anytime I was feeling down and I turned him on, that was it. I mean, I was okay. Just to hear his voice was enough for me, for the day. So, let's just be loving and caring. It's okay. This too shall pass. Think of the things that he used to tell us, to do. And I'm going to do that too if I with me and my daughter. I love that idea. But thank you so much, Julian. And I forgot the gentleman's name. I know his voice so well.
Ben.
What's your name?
Ben's also here with us, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name again?
I'm Ben Starr.
Yes, Ben Starr. I know his name. Yeah, I know his voice so well. But I want to thank both of you. And Julian, you're doing a good job. Just keep it up. I'm following you on Twitter now. And, I just love you guys. And I just love what you're doing. And just keep his music and his... I love to hear his voice when you guys put him on, so we can hear some of the things that he told us and helped us to do with fear and, being upset about something and, just wonderful things he told us.
Absolutely.
And it's going to help me through my life.
We plan to keep that as a part of the show, and we do. We're going to keep taking old clips. And maybe we can dig back and find David's old phone call, because I know he called in at one point, and he was also upset.
Maybe we can understand him and
just when you need Armand around.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Thank you so much for that, and we like to keep a loving vibe here, but
exactly.
we want to hear everybody. Obviously, during this time, it's a sensitive place, and we appreciate people understanding what's going on right now. So thank you, Patricia, again for calling. And any lessons that you can think of at the moment that maybe Armand taught you that you can?
So many.
Choose one.
Well, he taught me a lot about passiveness, because I was one of those passive people for one, and how to address people, like what you were talking about before, about how to address things so that people won't think, you're trying to be negative in some way, you know, and he taught me how to do that, but he helped me, you know, on holidays, because he used to do the holiday programs, you know, and so if you were a person that lived alone, like myself, or a person that just didn't have family around, it was awesome. I was so happy those days when he would do those days on Thanksgiving especially.
Right.
So I'm just grateful for Armand. He's still here with me in spirit.
Yeah, and we're having such a great time listening to his older programs, and we're going to continue doing that and bringing that to you. So thank you so much for that. And
oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care, Patricia.
You too. You too, Julia.
Bye-bye.
We have phone lines open at 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555. Just want to make a quick announcement. There is a Facebook page that you can join for Armand. I think it's called, is it, Julian, is it The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille? Is that the name of the Facebook page?
Yeah, if you go on Facebook, if you've got a Facebook, you can just search The Positive Mind on Facebook, and there's a group of a couple thousand people, actually, and it's a very active group of people just sharing ideas, a community, a great community. And we actually posted instructions to, if you have any stories about Armand, there's a book of memories that we have that we're compiling, and we'd love to have you add your stories to that. So the instructions for that are on the Facebook page, if you'd like. But anyways, moving on, we got Melvin on the phone before we go to the break. Melvin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Melvin. So, if you could lower your radio in the background, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Melvin. So, just give us one lesson for you that Armand has really, given you.
First of all, I want to give you guys my deepest condolence.
Thank you.
And I really mean that. Armand really impacted my life a lot. All you guys, Julia, Ben, y'all really helped me. At first, when I started listening to the story, I was listening to Gary Noel from 12 to 1, and then I'm driving back to work from lunch, and I would catch some of The Positive Mind. At first, I really couldn't grasp it, but after he had told, it was one segment y'all had about relationships, siblings' relationship, like 1, 2, 3, and 4, and mm-hmm. how they pair with other couples.
Trouble,
like
troubled
a number
relationships.
One would have a number 4, and things of that nature. So I started, first I didn't believe it, but then I started asking my friends, I'm like, what number are you in your sibling? And they're like, number 2. And I said, what, your wife, what number is she in her sibling? And then I started seeing the connection. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a program.
There's a real truth to this.
That's a program about birth order.
Yeah, birth order and personality.
Right, and I still use that mechanism today. Because now that I was single at the time, and that I started back dating, and then my girlfriend now, I'm like a number 1. And she's like a number, she is a number 2. But we kind of, I can't really explain it, but it kind of like, we kind of like complement each other in a relationship. But it was like the information that Armand had gave me, it really helped me out a lot. The last thing I want to say real quick is that Armand helped me to embrace my fears, my pain. To learn how to, and I took that and learned how to embrace my daughter's, her identity crisis that she's going through.
Hmm.
She's 16 years old now, and she's going through that adolescent transition period. Instead of trying to like talk at her sometime, I'm learning how to embrace it and talk with her, and listen more to her. And I got that pretty much from you guys listening to you the show, learning how to embrace things instead of always trying to control it or try to deny it or manipulate it, things of that nature. So I really, really is going to miss him. I'm glad you guys are still there. And God bless y'all. God bless him. And God bless y'all family.
Thanks, Melvin.
Thank you so much, Melvin, for that. That really, really rings true for me. And
we're definitely going to miss him, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and we're actually coming to the half hour right now. We're going to bring you a little bit of music from Armand's vault of music, a little bit lighter today. Stay tuned for another half hour of The Positive Mind, and make sure to call in at 212-757-5555 with your lessons. This is WBAI 99.5 FM, The Positive Mind. Thank you.
dans l'avion. Quand le soleil l'a brûlé moins, on parle de l'auto-climatisé. Pas moins bâcoire et puis millé.
The artist is Kali, and the song is Débranché, here on WBAI 99.5 FM, New York. We want to say once again the number to call, 212-757-5555. Thank you to Francine in West Hampton, who just sent us a nice email. And a little housekeeping, some announcements. We want to just remind you there is a Facebook page for Armand that you can join and discuss memories and get updates. And there's a large community of people who are connecting over there, so we encourage you to search that
Yeah, make sure to, if you have any great stories, any, you know, poignant, exciting memories or experiences that you feel were really special, add them to the book of memories that we've established. The instructions to add stories to that are on the Facebook page. And
we also want to remind you to support WBAI by going to WBAI.org and clicking the BAI Buddy icon on the top right of the screen. You can make a donation to help the station and support our move to Brooklyn. WBAI is completely dependent on the contributions of listeners like you. They take no corporate money, and that's why they're able to continue to bring you independent programming that you won't find anywhere else in corporate media. So once again, WBAI.org. And we're talking about lessons today, memories. We have a caller on the line, a friend of Armand's, a longtime friend of Armand's.
Longtime friend and colleague of Armand's, Marty. Hey, Marty,
Hi.
Are you there? Yeah.
Hi. First, I want to thank both you, Ben and Julian, for the wonderful job that you were doing to carry on the positive mind for the listeners and how important it has been to everybody, including me. So thank you very much.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, that means a lot.
It means a lot to everybody. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about how Armand's legacy is continuing with the community of people online through BAI, through his website, and also through the doors being open at the DeMille Center for open houses for people to talk. But what has struck me is that people are reflecting the love that Armand has given to everybody else, and people are treating each other, cradling each other, comforting each other, respecting each other in the same ways that Armand did with everybody that he met. And so it seems as if a new, beautiful, loving creation has emerged from his unfortunate passing away. But people are coming together. They know that there are people that share their feelings about Armand and also his teachings. And I think that it's very inspiring to people, and it's just a tribute to Armand.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Sorry, but it's really exciting just seeing all of the incredible, loving people walking through the hallways here at the DeMille Center. Now that this has happened, it's obviously such a sad and huge loss for all of us. But it's led to sort of everybody coming out of the woodwork and coming together and sharing these experiences and really feeling together. And it's quite a community.
Yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marty.
No, go ahead.
You were here last night. We had people visiting last night. We had an open house, and I wanted to announce it again for tonight, from 6:30 to 9 here at 119 West 57th, 11th floor, that we invited the listening and radio public to come on out and share stories, share their feelings, be their feelings, be with their feelings, be with each other. A lot of tears last night. A lot of sharing from the heart, a lot of fun, a lot of funny stories too. So we're here to celebrate, and we want to keep that going this week, tonight at 6:30 to 9. So anyway, Marty, we didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, not at all. It's so good that this is happening. So I wanted to just touch on a couple of things that have already been said about, for instance, resolving conflicts. A very good lesson that Armand has taught me is to not be reactive and immediately judgmental of somebody that you may have a conflict or be angry with, but instead he had a line, And I actually have written it down and memorized it because it's so important. And that is to say to somebody where there is some conflict, say, tell me what your problem is. Because if I know what your problem is, then I can make it better.
Hmm. Yeah.
To me, that has been absolutely invaluable. And it goes along with the other things that he has taught me. I'm a therapist, and I began my private practice about the same time that I became friends with Armand. So he taught me through his example and words the great respect that he had for every one of his clients and every one of the people that he met through BAI and his shows.
Thank you so much, Marty.
Number one was never, ever be judgmental of somebody else. Absolutely never, and he never was. And if he caught me having an attitude about somebody that I was talking about, he immediately called me on it.
You know, he did the same with Julian and I, and that was one of the cornerstones of what he taught us through the work on the radio was, you know, try to approach this without judgment. Try to say this without judgment. Mm-hmm. And we would, as we said, you know, work out the shows in his office. And Julian or I would be discussing a piece that Armand wanted us to work through, and invariably he would say to one of us, you know, can you say it without judgment? Can you use words or you know, approach it in a way without judgment? And that was, I think, one of his big lessons, not just for the radio, but in life in general. So, yeah, I definitely agree. And I want to thank you, Marty, for the call. We have a lot of...
My pleasure. Thank you again.
Can I just add a sentence to that? He used to say also, I am doing something that is bothering you. I wish you would tell me what it is so I will stop.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
just a
exactly.
Nice little sentence.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks,
it's been
Marty.
A pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Marty, for talking about that and bringing that to us today. And take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. And I actually wanted to bring a letter we received from Reverend Alan Wells, who worked here at the DeMille Center for several years and was a close colleague of Armand's. And he sent a letter that just really fit in with the theme of today's lessons from Armand. And I wanted to read it to you guys. I feel very fortunate to have been asked by Armand to be his guest on his show on March 31st, now realizing how near to the end of his life it was, and it was a pleasure to meet me and Ben then. If it were not for Armand, I doubt that I would have become a psychotherapist. When I first considered becoming a psychotherapist, I expressed my doubts to him. Armand encouraged me. Since I had been his client and was known to him intimately, I trusted his judgment. For what was to me an affirmation. He took me on as a psychotherapist at the DeMille Center, and I remained on his staff for about 5 years before beginning my own practice of psychotherapy in Morristown, New Jersey. Before I ever saw a client, Armand had me care for the physical facilities, everything from being sure there was enough toilet paper to carefully trimming the plants in the foyer. I learned that beautiful physical surroundings also help a person to grow. And when I opened my own psychotherapy center, I modeled it after Armand's care. Armand would say, "Never trust a therapist with a dead plant in his office." In addition to being his client, I was a member for perhaps 7 years of a group that he ran and participated in numerous high-intensity weekend workshops. And later on, I helped him. From his conduct of these workshops, and especially from his skillful use of music and movement, I learned to conduct similar workshops. Armand helped me write my first brochure. It was a sonder to me that during my 5 or so years in staff supervision, I never once heard him or anyone else say anything negative about a client. Fondly, I remember the first time I walked off the elevator in the DeMille Center. Armand walked down the hallway to meet me with one of his great bear hugs. Then there were his parties always under his domain. I remember that once in an emergency, he invited me to his own home for a consultation. But perhaps the characteristic of Armand that I most carry throughout my life was his uncompromising willingness to go where others fear to venture. In this way, Armand was more of a shaman than a psychotherapist. He was willing to explore anything to its absolute end, whether it be a feeling, a scary expectation, an experience of ecstasy, or an uncommon hypothesis. And he was willing to go first.
Yeah.
And that was by Reverend Alan Wells. And I think so eloquently written and just so great, because we've been talking about, you know, the physical surroundings, how much Armand respected that, and how that turns into some really incredible things that you can just learn about yourself as a human being. And along with never trust the therapist with a dead plant in his office. I think that's just fantastic.
He hated artificial flowers and artificial plants. He's like, what is that with artificial plants?
And both his office and his home were full of plants, all kinds of plants, flowers, vines, you name it. He loved plants.
That terrace up on Lexington Avenue, you can just look up. There's plant life all along that fence up there.
Yeah. Julian and I were lucky to get the chance to meet Alan Wells when he was a guest on the program a few months ago. And one thing that I noticed was just how close he and Armand were and how happy Armand was to see him.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you again to Alan Wells for your thoughtful note.
He brings up a good point, you know, that Armand was fearless.
Yeah.
In the therapy room. And he thought that therapy was meant to challenge fears. And if the client isn't willing to go, Armand would go first and show you that, you know, okay, it's fearful, but you can go through it. We'll go through it together. So
yeah.
I think Alan makes a really good point that, you know, psychotherapy can be a scary enterprise if you let it be and if you encourage it to be and if you do, that the real juice of it comes through.
Let's try to get as many calls as we can between now and the end of the program. Mike's on the line. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, when I learned of his passing the other day, I was really saddened. I first started listening to him probably about 15, 16 years ago. And I even wound up donating one time, probably 2008. I got a free consultation with him. I had the pleasure of meeting him. Such a nice guy, and he recommended me to one of the counselors there, and when I was seeing her for a while, she helped me with my issues, and out of that, I eventually wound up getting married a year and a half ago, so I wanted to thank her and Norman DeMille for their wonderful help.
Congratulations, Mike.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's really fantastic. Yeah, I mean, and that means that you know, the physical surroundings that Armand built in his office. I mean, it's really an oasis he built there.
Oh, yeah.
It full of comfort. I mean, beautiful. He's got a gong, you know, beautiful kind of artifacts from all over the world, gifts that he's received.
Yes.
And it's really, he built such a safe place for people to experience what they need to experience.
Yeah. And soundproofed. Yeah.
As soon as I met him, I felt the warmth from him, and he gave me that famous bear hug. it was such a great guy. And I said, when I found out about that, I was really kind of sad in these past few days, and I feel like I'm at a loss because I look forward to hearing him every week. And but what I learned from him, just it was like getting free consultation over the radio waves without even actually seeing him. But like, you know, some days I might be feeling a little depressed or a little something going on, and I tune into him, and it'd make my day better, if I could explain it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Mike, we're going to try to do our best to keep Armand part of the program moving forward.
And, Mike, are you in the city tonight? You're welcome to come on down and see his office again.
Okay.
You
sure.
know, we're getting a bunch of people to come on down. We have therapists here. And we had it last night and last week, Tuesday, Wednesday night. So people to come down to 119 West 57th, 11th floor, from 6:30 to 9, 6:30 to 9. We'd love to see you, Mike.
Sure. Would tonight be the last night? Or?
Yes, we believe.
Okay.
Tonight will be the last night. So I'd love
to
see
you. I'll try and make it down.
Great.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
We have about 5 minutes left. Maybe time for one more call. 212-757. Well, you guys have the number. Just give us a call, and we'll try to get you on the air as we discuss lessons that Armand gave us and things he taught us. One big one that I took from him is just expressing to people what they mean to you. That was something that he was so good at, and something that, I really have internalized and used in my life. Mm. You know, whoever it is, whoever they are, Armand had a capacity to communicate to someone that they mattered, and what they did mattered, and who they were mattered, and that he appreciated that. And that's something that I'm, you know, that I found myself, you know, taking on as something I want to give back to others, is just letting them know what they mean to me.
Simple as that's a beautiful shirt you're wearing, you know. You know, he would notice the positive, not just the positive mind, but just notice the positive. Walk around with that consciousness rather than, you know, anything negative. He used to say, for every negative comment, you make 5 positive comments.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the end of the day, most of us, we're lucky if we have them even, but 5-1.
Let's hear from another listener. Deborah's on the line. Thank you for calling in, Deborah.
Yes. Hi, gentlemen. Good to talk to you. Just to repeat everything that everybody said about being sad, but also being glad that we had a new Armand and got to benefit from everything that he said and taught us and helped us with. And like probably the majority of listeners, It was my therapy on Tuesdays and most Wednesdays, and I was fortunate, and I came in and had a one-time consultation just through a good fortune, because I wouldn't have ordinarily, like probably most listeners, but what an amazing experience. And then, even better, I got to bring my son in, who was 9 at the time, and he rang that gong, and we sat and listened last week together. He's now 11, and he was glad. He was glad that he met Armand, and, of course, sad that he's gone. But one thing for everybody, for all of us, let's remember courage, like the Italian grandmother that I had and that you had, Julian, and Armand. Courage is courage, and it means that we have the strength. We will get through this with love, but I just wish everybody courage and happiness and love. Thank you so much. And keep the great shows going, because, you know, the meat was usually in the first half, and I know you guys will figure out a way to edit it and get out to us from the archives that you have, you know, just wonderful things. But I met Kevin when I was in there, and Julian, I haven't met you, but I just send you and all of us, everyone out there, love, and remember, courage. We have the strength, so be courageous, because the courage is there. So there we are.
Absolutely.
Great.
Courage. I remember that. Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, and keep going. Yeah. We'll see you soon, and just let's just love it all.
Thanks for listening, Deborah.
Sure. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually coming to the last minute of our program today. Thank you so much for all the people calling in today. And Art, we'll get right to you afterwards. I know you've been calling a lot. And along with everybody else, Steve, Luz, Rick, Mike, Joseph, all of you, we've got so many calls coming in. So it gets very difficult to answer everybody's, so we just grab what we can that shows up here. But, you know, send us emails at positivemind@wbai.org. That's just positivemind@wbai.org. No the before that. And send us your letters. We read all of them. The thoughts really mean a lot to us, and we try to respond to as many as we can. If there's anything you want to contribute to the Positive Mind, music that maybe you thought fit the program, pictures of Armand that maybe you have, you know, anything.
Anything. You can post Armand, the pictures. If you have pictures of Armand, you could post them to the Facebook page.
Absolutely, and that would really, really help out. And, of course, keep going to thepositivemind.com to listen to the archives, to hear about you know, the old programs with Armand. There's thousands there. And, of course, come into our last meeting here at the DeMille Center, 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1100, here in Midtown at 6:30 p.m. Meet some of the community of the listeners and the people here at the DeMille Center. Thank you so much for listening here on WBAI 99.5 FM.
We'll be back with you on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Stay tuned, my friends.
This is Julian Joiello, Ben Starr, and Kevin O'Donohue with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julian.